and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Man, Brad, anytime you come into the studio, our conversations, I had a show plan, but it doesn't matter because our conversations just follow the fascinating stuff that you do. And I think that many of our listeners, including myself and maybe Bob, I'll let him speak for himself, but
about time.
I don't do this creative of stuff that you're doing. And so I think it's anybody can do it. You know, these aren't secrets. And it's not like you're a trained chef, but you just practice and you read and you understand and then you try it.
So do you live on the Grand River?
So there's a park that separates the Grand River from our house. So we're very, very close.
So it's nothing to put the boat in water?
No. From my house to have boat in water, 5 minutes if I want to.
And to that big old restaurant you were talking about? Half hour?
If I'm fishing the entire way, probably about a half hour, 45 mm-hmm. minutes.
And then you've got another, almost an hour to Lake Michigan from there.
Yeah, I never go that far. I like fishing on the river. I'd much rather be in a lake, but it's starting to grow on me.
It's easy.
It's, you know what, you just, you fish with a trolling motor with a current, and then you ride the big motor back up. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you don't lose any props?
No, haven't yet, but my bass boat doesn't tread very deep when I'm at full bore. Yeah. It just flies skidding across the
just
water.
Just got the prop in the water.
Yeah. So we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Garrett's Appliances. We mentioned you've been there 30 years. This is West Michigan's premier appliance store, and they've been affiliated with our show forever, and we're so grateful for that. But they have
two of them, actually.
Right, yep. So, but what I'd like you to do is tell me anything new this year that hit the store that would be an outdoor cooking arena?
Yeah, so I would say nothing majorly new, minus the fact that we just brought on Broil King as a grilling line.
Nice.
Made between the U.S. of A. and Canada. Nothing further south than basically the U.S. border, or I should say, the U.S. border. We still are doing a lot with some of the pizza ovens. Pizza ovens have been pretty hot. So we brought on Gosney pizza ovens, called the Rock Box, which I have at home, which I really enjoy using. Still a plethora of people out there using pellet style grills. So we have a good selection of those.
And you're probably selling more pellets these days.
We do. We carry pellets. We have a crazy amount of seasonings, rubs, sauces, pellets, accessories. So
it just keeps growing.
You know what? If you've got a dad or a mom, girlfriend, boyfriend, Father's Day,
yeah.
I mean, it's a great time to get in. And maybe you don't have that $500, $600, $10,000 to spend on a grill, but you know what? A couple bags of pellets or some great rub seasonings. Great way to get out of there for, you know, 20 to 40 to 50 bucks and bring dad home something that he'll love and he'll use.
Now, do you still do the coyote?
Coyote, yep. Yep, it depends. If you've killed them, you could call them a yote, a coyote, or a coyote.
Well, I'm from Reed City.
Yeah, so
our team were the coyotes.
Yeah, I think he's referring to a family pet.
Yeah, exactly. So yes, we still have the coyote grills, and they have some mixes between pellet grills, normal gas grills. They even have a combo one that has charcoal on one side.
Are the accessories for the coyote all Acme?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Acme.
There's a roadrunner chasing
around. Yeah, right, beep, beep.
So did they come out with a griddle?
So they do have a built-in griddle, and if I remember correctly, I believe it's a 30-inch built-in.
I thought I saw it in the HPVA magazine.
There's two griddles that we can get built-in, one by Artisan, which is a super high-end out of California, and the other one is the Coyote.
How about Al Fresco?
So Al Fresco, Artisan, same company.
Oh, okay. It looked like it, but
Artisan is just
the
little bit lower version or the little more entry-level version.
I always liked Al Fresco.
Yeah, they make some really nice grills. You're going to pay for it, but you only got to buy it once, right?
Yeah.
That's
And they make almost everything in California.
Yeah, pretty much everything is coming out of California.
I don't know how they can do that. But
Bringing this back all the way around to fishing.
Yeah.
I made a walleye.
I'll talk about fishing all day long.
I made a walleye pizza in my Rock Box, and it took two or three goes to figure it out. But
Can you tell us what a Rock Box is?
Well, it's just the pizza oven that he has on his house, and I have one too now. And I love it. It's like the newest toy on my repertoire, and it's fantastic.
It's not expensive.
No.
You know?
Nope.
No, what are they, $700?
No, it's like $500, 500 and below. Yep. Now, you can get upper models that are larger that'll cost you a good chunk more on big stands, but I'll throw mine right in the back of my pickup truck and take it anywhere. I take it up to the cottage with me, fire it up, let it heat up for normally about 12, 15 minutes. Base will be about 600 degrees, and I can turn a pizza in there in probably about 3 minutes, two
Amazing.
To 3 minutes.
Yeah, it is, and they're
Randy
wonderful.
Talks about his all the time.
Oh, I love it. And
now I have to get one.
Yeah. They're good. They're a good toy. I did two. I added two things to it that you guys I didn't when I bought it that I should have, and that is I got a little front door. I call it. It's a little shelf, half moon shelf that clips on the front. It's so convenient when you pull the pizza out because the other thing is a turning peel. Right? And it's smaller. It's about the maybe like 6 inches in diameter, and you put it under the pizza, and then you can just spin it. Give it a quarter turn. And it spins inside the oven because the oven is, the heat source is in the back. And it's hotter back there than it is anywhere else. So you got to turn it so it doesn't burn. So there's a little technique to it. But at the end of the day, man, that thing produces just wonderful, wonderful pizzas. I've had problems with it. If anybody else has got one, my biggest problem was I was getting it too hot because it'll go to 1,000 degrees.
Yep.
Well, your crust burned before it cooked on that surface. So that, I agree with you, that 6 to 650 is where you want to cook
money
on that
spot.
Thing. Yeah, it's where you want to cook on that thing. And then your toppings get done is before your crust burns. So, it's wonderful. Because you're getting heat. The temperature in that is on the stone. It's not the ambient.
So what else is hot right now at Garrett's?
Besides myself?
That's right.
No, ladies, I'm not available. Jeez. I'm just saying. Yeah. To the two of them out there that are listening, and both of them are probably your wives, but hey,
my wife doesn't listen. She hears too much at home.
Outside of that, the appliance world has been pretty status quo. Manufacturers are coming out just like all the time with some new model numbers, some different revs. Air fry has been a hotter thing on the market right now in ranges, which is basically a high heat convection.
Yeah, I just
cycle.
Got a thing from Thermador that I can program my oven to turn it into an air fryer. Now.
Yep. It's basically just a high heat convection cycle.
That's cool.
So that's been pretty hot. Outside of that, a lot of dishwashers going on right now. Quiet is king, third rack, stuff like that. Big BTUs on ranges. Induction's been really hot when it's coming to cooking now. Indoor for electric induction ranges that work off magnets.
I have sent a ton of people to you after talking about the Speed Queens we bought for my wife. That washer and dryer. They're like tanks.
Yeah. So Speed Queen, it's a conversation I have a lot with customers is, Speed Queen is by far, I would say, the best built laundry unit on the market. And I always tease when I have younger couples come in or couples with families, I'm like, Speed Queen might be the best built, but it might not be the right machine for you. So that's what I really like to do with my clients is talk them through the pluses and minuses.
Back to your other comment about women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
We get...
It's just going sideways.
We get... So many comments from women on this show. It's crazy. So
it's
there me. Are
I've got
there
a bunch actually, of I got a bunch of Facebook accounts I've been
you there know. There are it's always the same girl.
Yeah.
No, but there are plenty of I get a lot of emails from women for different things. And I'm telling you, we have more women listeners than I would have ever imagined.
Really?
Because it's radio. Good. They don't see us.
Yeah. Well, you can post up a picture of me on the thing. I'm holding some macarons and some sheephead curry.
Sheephead.
Yeah, boy, you guys, you're really throwing down the gauntlet, drawing the women
south
in here.
Real quick,
right,
hasn't it?
Yeah.
We might as well get Conrad in on this, too. The poor guy's getting left alone.
Yeah, he'll be fine. I stole his microphone today, so he's not allowed to talk.
Well,
if we could get
a few more advertisers, we could get four.
Right, yeah, right. By the studio, right? Yeah. But anyway, hey, Brad, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you, where can people find Garrett's and in the city of Grand Rapids?
Absolutely. We got two locations, 28th and Byron Center Avenue, which is our location we started at. And then
Gigantic.
We also, it's huge. It goes way, way back. It looks a lot smaller from the outside than it is on the inside. And then our secondary location, which is over in Kentwood, Michigan, right over by East Paris and 29th Street. We kind of butt up right to William's Kitchen and Bath.
Does Kathy still work there?
Kathy still works.
Esther?
Esther is retired.
Oh,
Kathy is semi-retired
Kathy,
at some point
hug.
In time. So, come visit us. Our team, we're happy to answer questions. We're, of course, a full servicing dealer. We service the products that are purchased through Garrett's only. Our own in-staff, in-house delivery and installation crews. We're just a great bunch of people that want to help you pick out the right appliances.
Yeah, your service is top notch.
And you've got third or fourth generation in the company now.
Fourth generation.
Yeah, that's what I said. There you go. This is a West Michigan business.
And it's growing. It's not like, you know, they ruined it.
Yep.
They're not spoiled kids. They're out there in trucks.
All right. Well, we appreciate you tuning in. Get out to Garrett's if you need appliances or great Father's Day gifts. But you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, create a little grill envy, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.